appalling behavior by the Democrats in the United States Senate, led by Nancy Pelosi of the House. You know that the Republicans trying to get through a $2 trillion stimulus plan to help keep the economy from folding altogether. A lot of fragility in the economy now. The Dow futures plus 1,000 right now, so we have a little bit of hope to start the day. But the Democrats asking for solar and wind subsidies, funding for Planned Parenthood, $10,000 bailout for every kid that has a student loan, and it just goes on and on. Instead of talking about what's going on with the pandemic, they're trying to fill their socialist wish list. My next guest is Matt Schlapp, chairman of the American Conservative Union, the man behind CPAC, Fox News contributor, and a contributor to this program from time to time. Matt, welcome back.
Hey, great to be with you again.
I mean, when Susan Collins is just about losing her cool on the Senate floor, you know you've really gone the extra distance to do something incredibly ridiculous. What the Democrats are doing is appalling, Matt, and trying to hold America hostage for all their far-left ideas at this time in history. I mean, I've been offended before, but I mean, this is just galling, is it not?
Yeah, and for Susan Collins to take the Senate floor, she's getting a lot of plaudits for people saying that she is seldom so outraged. I'd say it a little differently. I think she's highly sensitive. And I think when she hits the floor and says what she said yesterday, it demonstrates how out of sync the Democrats are with the American people. Look, when we have these like 9/11 moments, we actually expect our politicians to work together for the benefit of the country. Imagine that thought.
Agreed.
And
yeah.
Nancy Pelosi and Schumer, most especially Pelosi, viewed this as a time to make this all Donald Trump's Katrina. And I think it is. Appalling is the right word.
Yeah, it's appalling. It's galling. And honestly, you know, over time, I've not been a big fan of a lot of the policy ideas of Governor Cuomo of New York. But I will tell you this. Right now, he could give a lesson to all of his fellow Democrats about how you conduct yourself in a crisis and you pull together and you set the politics aside. The same with the president. These two guys are working together and setting up emergency hospitals in New York and addressing the pandemic, not dealing with political nonsense and not playing games with a wish list of we want this and this and this. No. We've got a problem to deal with, and we have to keep the American economy moving through all of it. And so Governor Cuomo, who I often disagree with, I tip my hat to him. And the president, I think, is doing a spectacular job of addressing Americans every day, updating us every day, and keeping us cool. Your thoughts?
I agree. The other thing that I liked about the president is that he's a realist. He lives in reality. And he knows that we can't be shuttered in our basements for the rest of the year. That, you know, eventually we have to transition because life is all about risk. And life is all about a balance. And so we started bringing up this idea that eventually this economy has to get rolling. We all have to go back to work. And, you know, there was only one other Democrat who said the same thing, and it was Governor Cuomo. He said, we have to transition. New York is, you know, the epicenter of the economy, and it's going to have
right.
to. We have to think about getting back at it. And all of these reporters were bellyaching about how President Trump was differing with all the doctors. Let me tell you something. I love Tony Fauci and the rest of these doctors around the president, but they're not the president. They are medical doctors. They're scientists. They give him advice. He makes the decision. These reporters refuse to accept the fact that Donald Trump won the election. They keep trying to buttress and insulate us from the fact that Donald Trump makes the final decision. And I hope one day soon he sits with these doctors and said, look, I've learned a lot. We've gone through a hell of a terrible battle. We're going to go through this battle probably for a couple more years, a couple more seasons of this terrible coronavirus. But we're going to get on top of it better and better each season. And unfortunately, people will continue to die because people die from colds and flus and texting and driving and all kinds of terrible, terrible tragedies. Some can be avoided, some cannot. And we're going to have to put the risk factors together and realize it's time for us to go. Maybe change our habits forever, but go back into the world. And I just couldn't believe the reaction from these reporters. They want to write the story that said Donald Trump is trying to kill Americans because he's unsafe.
But the fact
That's
of the matter
the story
is,
they want to write.
Well, it is a story they want to write, and the gotcha questions are also grotesque. I mean, there's just no other word. The gotcha questions at this time are just grotesque. Can you imagine the reporters back when Franklin Roosevelt was trying to deal with the Great Depression, if they had been asking questions of that nature at that time? Matt Schlapp with us, chairman of the American Conservative Union. During all of this, though, I am watching the polling numbers come out from Axios and others. The president's numbers at the beginning of the month, as far as approval of how he's handling the virus, 42%. Now 56%, according to ABC and Axios. His numbers are, people are getting it. They're seeing him talk every day. They see his level-headed approach. And I'm talking to Democrats that I know, saying, my God, he's doing a great job. I mean, and I've also talked to some that say, he's terrible. But a lot of level-headed Democrats say, you know what, he's doing a very good job in a very difficult position. Matt, we've never been in a position where all 50 states are infected, where state after state, Louisiana, the most recent, to declare a statewide emergency. We've never been here before.
Well, they tried to act like we have been here before. They tried to act like that President Trump didn't take the right precautions. If he had, it wouldn't be such a big thing. And, you know, what's great about the president, yes, he's out there working hard, which is just, I wish the American people could see that that's just his nature. The man never stops working. He never even sits down and has a beer because he doesn't drink. He's, like, on it all the time. And he had a great answer a couple of times at these press conferences. This is unprecedented. Can you all remember another time in American history when we've done this? And, like, the room is silent because it's like, well, of course we can't.
No, there is no other time where schools are closed.
You know?
Yeah, schools are closed.
Yeah,
restaurants are closed. Everything's closed. No, you have to stay in your house for the next 2 weeks, 3 weeks, depending on where you are. Nobody's been through this before. And to suggest that Donald Trump has done something wrong, do we suggest that the prime minister of Italy and Spain and all these other countries have also done it all wrong? I mean, the whole country's infected. The whole world's infected. I mean,
well, this was personal for me because they also tried to make it conservative corona, and they tried to make it CPAC corona, and they tried to make it about conservatives not washing their hands or being irresponsible. Like, the coverage on this has always been, we've got to figure out a way to make this Donald Trump's tragedy. Because, let's face it, this is what they did to George W. Bush.
This is
what they want to do to Republicans. And the difference is with Trump, and I know some people don't like the fact that he's so New York in your face, or as I always say, and your mother, he doesn't take it. He says,
no, he doesn't.
That's crap. And the moment that this is provided for Donald Trump, and really for America, it's not just about the president, but this moment has allowed Americans to reexamine things, to come together, to make decisions for the common good, not forced by government, but by individual choices. And I think it's allowed a lot of people who just see the rally Trump to see another side of President Trump. And I think another 10-20% of the American people who just thought he was this person they would not like are realizing, hey, the man's competent. It's hard to deny his competency.
In the most difficult situation presented to any president possibly since the American Civil War. I'll leave it there. Matt Schlapp, chairman of the American Conservative Union. Matt, great input today. We'll get through this together. That's why we're doing this. And thank you for coming into the No Panic Zone here on the Steve Gruber Show.
I'm not panicking, Steve, okay? Is that a deal?
That's a deal, and I support that point of view. I support that message. Matt Schlapp, everybody. Quick break. We'll be right back.
When it comes to planning for your future, you want an advisor who understands your Christian values. Ameriprise Financial Advisor Craig Stiles offers financial planning based on biblical principles. He can help you plan for your goals in a way that is consistent with your faith. Call Craig Stiles today at 517-483-4893. Office is located at 2400 Lake Lansing Road, Suite B, Lansing, Michigan, 48912. Ameriprise Financial provides financial services without regard to religious affiliation or cultural background. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
I'm Rich Studley with the Michigan Chamber. We represent 5,000 employers who employ over 1 million Michigan residents. We know that given the public health emergency and the economic uncertainty that employees and employers across the state are facing, a lot of people have questions and concerns. Please visit the Michigan Chamber's website at michamber.com for the information you need to continue in operation to serve your customers, to do right by your employees, and working together, we'll get through the current situation. Thank you. Thank you.
When it comes to planning for your future, you want an advisor who understands your Christian values. Ameriprise Financial Advisor Craig Stiles offers financial planning based on biblical principles. He can help you plan for your goals in a way that is consistent with your faith. Call Craig Stiles today at 517-483-4893. Office is located at 2400 Lake Lansing Road, Suite B, Lansing, Michigan, 48912. Ameriprise Financial provides financial services without regard to religious affiliation or cultural background. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
Being a mother-to-be is both exciting and overwhelming. From shopping for the best stroller to deciding which birthing center to use, there's lots of choices to make. Fortunately, the Economic Alliance for Michigan Maternity Care Project can help. It's an online resource for a mom-to-be in Michigan to educate herself on her options. Visit eamonline.org. That's eamonline.org. Then click Maternity Care Project, a public service announcement from the Economic Alliance for Michigan.